No, you don't. You just want to get rid of me before I ask any other questions you don't want to answer. But if that was what Ted was doing, it was all right. As Liz Garfield so often said, Bobby had his own fish to fry. Still, as he reached the door to Ted's room, the thought of the red scrap of cloth hanging from the TV aerial and the crescent moon and the star next to the hopscotch grid made him turn reluctantly back. Ted, there's something. The low men, yes, I know. Ted smiled. For now, don't trouble yourself about them, Bobby. For now, all is well. They aren't moving this way or even looking this way. They draw west, Bobby said. Ted looked at him through a scurf of rising cigarette smoke, his blue eyes steady. Yes, he said. And with luck, they'll stay west. Seattle would be fine with me. Have a good time at the seaside, Bobby. But I saw... Perhaps you saw only shadows. In any case, this isn't the time to talk. Just remember what I said. If I should go blank like that again, just sit and wait for it to pass. If I should reach for you, stand back. If I should get up, tell me to sit down. In that state, I will do as you say. It's like being hypnotized. Why do you... No more questions, Bobby, please. You're okay? Really okay? In the pink. Now go. Enjoy your day. Bobby hurried downstairs, again struck by how sharp everything seemed to be, the brilliance of the light slanting through the window on the second floor landing. A ladybug crawling around the lip of an empty milk bottle outside the door of the Prosky's apartment. A sweet, high humming in his ears that was like the voice of the day. The first Saturday of summer vacation. Back in the apartment, Bobby grabbed his toy cars and trucks from various stashes under his bed and at the back of his closet. A couple of these, a Matchbox Ford and a blue metal dump truck Mr. Biderman had sent home with his mom a few days after Bobby's birthday, were pretty cool, but he had nothing to rival Sully's gasoline tanker or yellow Tonka bulldozer. The dozer was especially good to play with in the sand. Bobby was looking forward to at least an hour's serious road building, while the waves broke nearby and his skin pinkened in the bright coastal sunshine. It occurred to him that he hadn't gathered up his trucks like this since some time last winter, when he and S.J. had spent a happy post-blizzard Saturday afternoon making a road system in the fresh snow down Commonwealth Park. He was old now, 11, almost too old for stuff like this. There was something sad about that idea. But he didn't have to be sad right now. Not if he didn't want to. His toy truck days might be fast approaching their end, but that end wouldn't be today. Nope, not today.